Chapter 5. A New Master. Whedon Scott thought he might have made a mistake. Taming White Fang was much harder than he had expected. But Matt encouraged him not to give up.
"Give him a chance," said Matt.
Matt picked up a club and went over to the wolf.
"See him keep his eye on that club?" asked Matt. "That's a good sign. He knows I could hurt him with the club."
Matt freed White Fang and stepped back. White Fang could not believe that he was free. He stood still, watching the two men carefully.
"Poor thing," said Scott.
He walked over to White Fang and began talking to him gently. White Fang saw the man's hand coming toward him, and his only instinct was to bite it.
"He's too wild, Mr. Scott," shouted Matt.
"No, you were right. We have to give him a chance. We've only just started." The next day, Whedon Scott tried again. He sat down several feet away from White Fang. The man spoke calmly. White Fang growled, but the man went on talking. After a long time, the man got up and went into the cabin. When he came out, he sat down as before. He held out a small piece of meat. The meat looked okay, but White Fang still didn't trust the man. In the end, the man threw the meat on the snow at White Fang's feet. He smelled the meat carefully. He took it into his mouth and ate it. This was repeated a number of times. However, there came a time when the man kept the meat in his hand and offered it. The meat was good, and White Fang was hungry. Slowly, he approached the hand. At last, he decided to eat the meat from the hand. He never took his eyes from the man. The man's hand came down upon his head. However, the man went on talking in a soft voice. The hand touched the ends of his hair. White Fang growled, but the man talked on softly and stroked him. White Fang didn't want to be touched, but it felt good. Every day, Whedon Scott made it a point to caress and pet White Fang. White Fang grew to like these caresses. In the early morning, he would wait on the steps of the cabin to see Whedon Scott. At night, when the man returned home, White Fang would be waiting for him in front of the cabin. In the late spring, trouble came to White Fang. His master disappeared. Scott had packed some bags and gone out with them in the morning. White Fang waited for him to return. However, his master did not come. In the morning, the door opened and Matt stepped outside. White Fang looked at him, but there was no way to ask what he wanted to know. The days came and went, but never the master. White Fang wouldn't eat. He became so sick that Matt had to bring him inside the cabin. Matt was so worried that he wrote a letter to Whedon Scott. Then, one night, Matt was surprised by a low whine from White Fang. A moment later, Matt heard someone outside. The door opened, and Whedon Scott stepped in. Scott looked around the room.
"Where's the wolf?" he asked.
Then he saw him standing near the stove. White Fang stood, watching and waiting. Whedon Scott walked toward White Fang, calling him. White Fang came to Scott. White Fang suddenly pushed his way in between the master's arm and body like a puppy. After his master came back, White Fang was soon back to normal, but it didn't last. White Fang felt trouble coming, and he again stopped eating. The wolf kept looking into the cabin to check that his master was still there.
"I think he knows you're leaving," said Matt.
"But what can I do with a wolf in California?" said Scott.
Then came the day when, through the open cabin door, White Fang saw the bag on the floor and his master packing things into it. He knew his master was getting ready to leave again. That night he cried. The next day, White Fang was even more worried. He followed his master whenever he left the cabin.
he watched Scott all the time.
When it was time to leave, the master came to the door and called White Fang into the cabin. The two men closed the door, locking White Fang inside. Then they walked down to the ship. To their surprise, White Fang was there, sitting beside the steamship. Matt noticed cuts on the wolf's underside.
He broke through the window!
Well, I'll have to take him to California, said Scott.